Hello, listeners of the Hub Hub Podcast. My name is Noah Hubbard, and I'm here with my guest, Zach Rich.
Hello, everybody. My name is Zach Rich, and today I'm here to talk to you about To Kill a Mockingbird, a Southern Gothic classic, which is a staple in pop culture. Now, this book has remained popular for decades, ever since it came out in the 1960s. It's been a huge phenomenon, really, and I think there's a reason for that. The main reason that I find for this being such a classic is the lessons that you can learn from this book. Now, first of all, let's talk about what a classic is. A classic is defined by something that has been judged over a period of time and is of the highest quality and outstanding of its kind. Now, I believe that To Kill a Mockingbird really does suit this definition, and here's why. Now, To Kill a Mockingbird teaches three main lessons to the protagonist, Scout. It teaches A, not to kill mockingbirds, in that things that are pure and holy should never be harmed. B, it teaches Scout to put herself in the shoes of other people in order to remain sympathetic, and her father really tries to push this lesson on her. And three, she really does learn that the world is just a cruel and unusual place. She learns that it's a terrible, terrible place, really. As she sees innocent people just being almost tortured throughout the entire novel, when you think of Thomas Robinson losing his life completely unfairly for a crime that he didn't commit, you think of Boo Radley, all of these characters are just mockingbirds, and it's really sad. Now, Noah, have you read this book?
Yes, I have indeed. I read it in grade 10 class in my small town of Cobourg, Ontario.
Now, what did you think of this book? What was your first impression?
I honestly thought it started off a little slow. I thought Harper Lee really tried to build it up for the first part and then really released everything about racism, about deaths, about everything in the second part of the novel.
Now, I tend to agree with you. I tend to believe that the first half was kind of slow, honestly. When I first read this book, I thought, wow, this really is an overrated piece of garbage, to be honest with you. That's the first thing that popped into my head. But over time with the book, it really started to grow on me. And really, once the end came around, where Boo Radley saves the children, and then, like, the dramatic scene with the sheriff, where he's yelling at Atticus, saying that, no, like, we have to blow, or what did he say? Like, he insisted that Boo Radley fell on a kitchen knife, right? So he insisted that Boo Radley fell on the kitchen knife, and that was really the most dramatic and most taking scene in the entire novel, in my opinion. That scene was really special because it really showed the first lesson, which is not to kill a mockingbird. And Boo Radley, if he were to have gotten all that attention, he would have been absolutely destroyed. Like, we see Boo Radley as almost a caricature. Like, he's very sheltered. He's stayed in his house his whole life. He's almost like a little boy, and it's just, he's a very unique character. So why I think this book remained popular decades after its initial publication, honestly, I think that racism will always be prevalent in modern day society, or any society for that matter. I think racism is just a necessary evil. Not necessarily necessary, but it's just so prevalent, and it always will be, I feel, because humans just have this tendency to hate things that aren't like them, you know? They hate the other. They hate people who are different. And that's why I think that To Kill a Mockingbird has truly stayed so relevant over decades of its initial publication, and why it speaks to people so powerfully. And injustices, modern day injustices too. There are still so many. Like, Noah, like, can you give me an example of, like, a modern day injustice that To Kill a Mockingbird speaks to?
For example, in America right now, Colin Kaepernick is not playing in the football.
Colin Kaepernick.
He is not playing in the NFL right now, as he decided to stand up, well, actually knee, to protest against American police officers shooting blacks unnecessary. And it's still amazing to me that this book was written in 1960s and we're still facing these facts today.
Would you consider Kaepernick as a mockingbird?
Yes. I believe he should be in the NFL playing right now.
Man, that's tough. You gotta hate to be calling Kaepernick, eh? Rich and famous? Tough. But I do know what you're saying, though. I feel like he has been, he really has been alienated and punished for his opinions and having these strong feelings.
Just because he knelt during a song, when you think about it, he hasn't been played. It's been tough. It really has been different for Colin Kaepernick. With that, I think I'm pretty much done discussing this novel. It was a great novel. I enjoyed the read, and I really enjoyed being on the Hub with you, Mr. Hubbard. I appreciate you having me on.
I'm speaking for every single one of the listeners today. I'd like to thank you. Shake your hand. And I'd love to have you back on the Hub again. Maybe
just give me a call anytime. With that, I appreciate you, listeners. And if you'd like to say an introduction to the people, Noah. I mean, not an introduction,
conclusion?
An outro. Conclusion, there we go.
This has been the Hub. Stay Hub.